Blog Talk Radio.
Brethren, I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishments on those peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them this written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And it's that trap gospel flow. All praise be to the Most High. See, I know y'all been waiting on this for a long, long time. Most High put it on my spirit to deliver.
Only the Most High knows. Had to go switch up my goals. They tell me go follow my dreams. I'm seeking the kingdom, that's all I know. They talk about idols who want me to put it away and switch up the flow. But this is a gift from the Most High. I know that you see the goal. Be a light, they can see it. Say a prayer, then so be it. Let them hate, let them hate. The chosen gon' always be great. Trust in the Most High, wait in my turn. Locked in them scripts, I had to go learn. The kingdom not given, it gotta be earned. Keep the commandments, you gotta discern. They put us in slave ships, now they lock us in cages. Pay us lower than minimum wages. They killing us off daily. Come back to the Most High. Time to stop playing both sides. We keeping them laws, no lie. Get on your grind, I'm on mine. Christ life or no life for real. Play the hand at the Most High deal. I ain't changing, I ain't taking a deal. Qualm, Yasharala, meaning for real. Shout out the bruise and the truth. And the sisters that put in work too. We do it for the Father, yeah, yeah. We do it for the Father, yeah, yeah, yeah. They put us in slave ships, now they lock us in cages. Pay us lower than minimum wages. They killing us off daily. Come back to the Most High. Time to stop playing both sides. We keeping them laws, no lie. Get on your grind, I'm on mine. How you gonna talk about another brother when you post a lover? Yeah. How you gonna talk down on your sister when you post a lover? Yeah. We support our own, gotta show 'em we sticking together. Yeah, how can we move on as a nation been sinning forever? Yeah, if we keep the law, then the Most High gon' kill them all. Stay righteous, don't get involved with the wicked that's living wrong. Don't wanna get caught on that other side. Play with grace and you're gonna die. Keep the laws on your heart and on your mind. Playing with a higher suicide. You gotta learn, be patient and wait your turn. The blessings ain't coming down for no reason. Open your eyes so you can see it. The world told you be all you can be. Yeshua told you to come and follow me. Hearken to his word and you will see. Living righteously is heavenly. The kingdom within, put down the sin. We gonna win, we gonna win. Yeshua coming back, Yeshua coming back. The kingdom at hand, it's time to repent. And it's that trap gospel flow. Only the Most High knows. And it's that trap gospel flow. Only the Most High knows. Only the Most High knows, yeah. Only the Most High knows. Had to go switch up my goals. They tell me go follow my dreams. I'm seeking the kingdom, that's all I know. They talk about idols who want me to put it away and switch up the flow. But this is a gift from the Most High. I know that you see they put us in slave ships. Now they lock us in cages. Pay us lower than minimum wages. They killing us off daily. Come back to the Most High. Time to stop playing both sides. We keeping them laws, no lie. Get on your grind, I'm on mine.
welcome, welcome, welcome. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And, well, I got a little special for y'all today, man. I got in touch with a brother, man, a fellow Israelite. He should be tuning in. And I think that's him right there. Okay. And my mom also, she will be on the show with us today. And we're hopefully have a great, you know, conversation, you know, talking about the scriptures and what we believe in. And as y'all know, like I always said on my shows, is that we welcome, man. We welcome everybody to this show. Muslims, some Christians, you know, the Kemet brothers, you know, Pan-Africanism, all nationalities. And welcome to chime in, ask questions, whatever, you know. That's the type of show it is. So when you think about that type of show, man, what am I trying to create here? Am I trying to create a little, like, a fight session, arguing? No, that's not the case. Seekers, at the end of the day, I want this show to be informative. I want to bring everybody together, man. And according to my understanding, we all ain't going to come together until we get to the promised land, right? Brother Leonard, he's going to tune into the show, and he's going to give us his take. He's going to show us what he believes, right? He's going to put that out there. And he is what a lot of us call non-Messianic. However, I don't think he liked that title very much. I think the best way to describe it is saying Old Testament only. But I'm going to let him do the talking on that. And I'm going to welcome him to the show, y'all. And all those that tune in, I'm thinking we're in for a real, real good show. I don't know how long he's going to be with us. But for the time that he's here, I'm going to try to ask him as much questions as I can. And hopefully y'all building up y'all questions also. I hope y'all enjoyed the music coming in, man. I hope y'all vibing with us. And as we learn and study, the Sabbath just ended. In my understanding, when the sun goes down, the Sabbath is over with. This is the first day now, right? Maybe he'll also, Brother Leonard would also kind of chime in on the Sabbath. Tell us, you know, if he believed that the 7 day is the Sabbath by a calendar. Or going by the moon. Yeah, we got a bunch of questions to ask Brother Leonard. So without further ado, let me go and add on my brother. Hold on, let me put you on speakerphone. All right, I hope everybody can hear me pretty good. All right, area code 337. All right, Brother Leonard, you are on the air now, I believe, brother. Shalom. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that non-Messianic, it means we don't deal with the New Testament. And
All right. Brother Leonard, man, it's good to speak with you again and man, have you on the show now? I got to come back. I got to come on your show now, man. I mean, I got my own. Can you believe that, Brother Leonard, man? I got my own show.
It's all good.
The more the merrier, huh? already, Brother Leonard, man. How long you got with us, brother?
Probably about 30 minutes, maybe a little more.
Okay, gotcha. Let's get right to it then, man. If you could, brother, kind of give, before you get anything started, where can we find you at, man? Where is your name and your shows that you are a part of and things like that? And, you know, how can we get in touch with you, brother?
I got a YouTube channel. It's Prophets of Awakening. It's two channels, actually, but the main one is Prophets of Awakening. And I have another channel, Israel Wake Up. So, and this guy, I got you know, hundreds of videos on there for all kind of topics and all kind of questions. And I'm on Clubhouse too on Wednesday nights and Friday nights. Prophets of the room is Prophets of Awakening.
Gotcha. And so, do you subscribe to our calendar week or by the moon for your Sabbath?
Well, I think it's kind of self-explanatory to me when I'm looking at it, because you got a Sabbath day, which is in the beginning was set in place when 6 days the Most High created the heavens and the earth, and 7 days rested. And so we got 7 days in a week. 6 days you work, and the last day of the week, which is Saturday, you rest. And not only that, he got a Sabbath year. 6 years is for the ground. So 6 years, you till the ground, and the seventh year, you're allowed the ground to rest. So, I mean, you don't, like I said, you got 7 days on the calendar, and Saturday is the last day, so 6 days you work, 7 days you rest.
Right on, right on. I can dig that. I'm right there with you, brother. So since you're only going to be here for a little bit, man, I want to go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes, right? In the Old Testament, man, in the Old Testament, we see Christ, from my point of view, the Messianic point of view. We see Christ in the Old Testament, man. Can you dive right in real quick, man, and let's say in Daniel. I believe there's a, let's see here. I want to say in the book of Daniel.
Daniel 9:25?
Yeah, I think that's the one right there. Can you break that down according to your understanding? And
okay, so if you go to Daniel 9:25, and I'm going to read it. It says,
so that's the 70 weeks and stuff, right?
Yeah, tied to 70 weeks. Yeah, it's tied to the land. You know what I was saying? Six years to till the ground, 7 years you let it rest. So Israel had to go into captivity in Babylon for 70 years because they had, if you go back to Josiah, they had lost the book of the law. They weren't even dealing with it for 490 years. So you get 70 Sabbath years out of 490 years. That's why they had to go to Babylon and to allow the land to rest, to make up for those 7 years that they didn't let it, allow it to rest. That was the reason they went into Babylon. That's where they get the 70.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, that's tied to what we're talking about. So in Daniel 9:25, it says, "Know therefore and understand that the going forth of the commandment to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, and the streets shall be built again, and the wall in troublesome times." A lot of people just go to and read, you know, the unto the Messiah, but they don't read the whole verse. And it says, the wall, even in troublesome times. So when you break that down, the commandment that went forth, applying to the return from Babylon. They have to come back from Babylon, and when he come back, he says that the commandment going to go forth to let them know it's time for them to go. So the commandment is in Ezra. Notice I'm going backwards, not forward. So you go to Ezra chapter 1, and it says, "Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, with the second beast, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled." See? So the prophecy of Jeremiah, they might be fulfilled by fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation. This is a commandment. The proclamation, commandment, same thing. So he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is among you of all his people?" These captives in Babylon. This is who Cyrus talking to. Who is you among all your people? If God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. Ezra coming before Daniel. They got the books out of order. So
gotcha.
Keep going. That's the commandment. Then it says to build Jerusalem. That's what Cyrus just said. Go back and build Jerusalem and build. Now it says unto the Messiah, the Prince. So we keep reading, we'll find the Prince. It says, verse 4, Ezra chapter 1, verse 4. Whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourns, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides a freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Being rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all those who fear God had raised, go up to build the house of God, of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, and with gold, and with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things besides that which was willingly offered. Also, Cyrus, king of Persia, brought forth the vessels out of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and he put them in the house of his God. 8. Even those that Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by the hands of Mithra, the treasurer, and he numbered them under Sheshbaz, the prince. Here go the prince right here. Sheshbaz, the prince of Judah. So you say, who is this Sheshbaz? Daniel got a captive name. Daniel's captive name is Belshazzar. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had captive names. And this Sheshbaz right here is the Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is the prince. And everybody understands the culture. Every king or every prince in Israel, the king is always anointed. He's anointed one. That's all Messiah means, anointed one. So this is Zerubbabel right here. He's out of the lineage of David. The Lord has a covenant with David that he's always going to have a king on the throne out of his lineage.
Right.
So when they went to Babylon, they took Jeconiah to Babylon. Jeconiah had Sethel. Then Sethel had Zerubbabel. By the time Sethel was up, so this prince right here that Daniel 9:25 is talking about, the Messiah, is Zerubbabel. So if you keep going, you turn the page to chapter 2, the name is going to change to Zerubbabel. It says chapter 2, verse 1. Now, these are the children of the providence that went up out of the captivity of those which had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, and came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, every one unto his city, being verse 2, which came with Zerubbabel. See that? Now he's giving you his right name. But over here, in verse 1, the prince, the Messiah that's leading Israel out of there is Sheshbaz, but that's his captive name. And so when you go to Haggai, right quick. You go to the book of Haggai. So Zechariah and Haggai are two priests that came out of Babylon with Zerubbabel. That's their timeline when they existed. They came out with Zerubbabel. So you go to Haggai, right? Let me get it right quick. So-called minor prophets. You go to Haggai chapter 2, which, for example, verse 1. It says, in the seventh year, in the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord to the prophet Haggai, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Sethel. I told you.
Chapter 2, verse Sethel. What now?
Chapter 2, verse 2.
Okay.
Haggai. You got
all
it?
All right. Yeah, I got it.
It says, speak now to Zerubbabel. It's the Lord talking. Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Sethel, governor, with the king of Judah, that's the anointed one, and to Josiah, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people. So Josiah is the high priest. The Lord got a covenant with Aaron. There's always going to be a man on the high priest, sitting on the high priest as out of his lineage. There's always going to be a man out of David's lineage going to be king. And at this point right here, it's got to be, these two got to be identified before they can leave Babylon. So he's telling Haggai to speak to Zerubbabel, son of Sceva, king of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is among you that saw the house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison to the nothing? So we see right here, these are two anointed ones. My Messiah, that's all anointed means. So that's what Daniel 9:25
okay.
Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to the stone and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, Zerubbabel, the prince, shall be 7 weeks, 3 score and 2 weeks. The street shall be built again. I just showed you that. They came back. Now, the wall. Now you got to go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah in Babylon, too. It was three excursions when they left Babylon. Zerubbabel came out first with a group of people. Then Nehemiah came. Then Ezra was the last one. Ezra came as the last group. So we're in the book of Nehemiah. Notice I said I'm going back. I'm in Nehemiah. And I'm in chapter 3. Well, I'm going to go further in chapter 3 because I go to chapter 4, verse 13, starting at verse 13. This is the wall right here. Nehemiah, it says, chapter 4, verse 13 says, therefore set I in the lower parts behind the wall. This is the wall of Daniel 9:25. And on the higher places, even I set the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and unto the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us that the God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned of us to the wall, everyone to his work. So it's the wall. And notice it says in Daniel 9:25, they shall build again the wall in troublesome times. So they got swords and knives all with them because of people trying to stop them from building the wall. So this had nothing to do with New Testament. Okay. Do I need to keep going?
I was reading. No. Stop right there, brother. We only got you for a hot minute, so I'm gonna throw some things at you like baseball, man. You know what I'm saying? And you can knock it on out the park, huh? And we gotta have you back on the show, brother, so we can really kind of go in depth, you know, on a lot of things. All right. Okay, my second thing I'm going to shoot at you, man. I'm going to shoot about two or three more. And then I'm going to see if my mom have any comments for you, all right?
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's go to, I see Christ, man, in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 9.
Okay.
9 and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, that's where I. Yeah, there we go. All right. You want me to read it right quick?
Yeah, 9:6 and 7.
Yeah. I'll read it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, and there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Okay.
All right. According to your understanding, brother, can you break that down for me?
Yeah, so what you read is the covenant that he got with David is over here in 2 Samuel. I'm going to read this. I'm in 2 Samuel chapter 7. It's the covenant he got with David. I'll pick it up in verse 7. 2 Samuel 7 and verse 7. 7, it says, six, I thought of verse 6, whereas the Lord sent Nathan to tell David this, whereas I have dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but I have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, and in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shall thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I was with thee whatsoever thou wentest. And I have cut off all thy enemies out of thy sight. And I have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. And neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. Now here go the covenant. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and I caused thee, this David, to rest from all thy enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days are fulfilled, when David die, thou shalt sleep with thy father. I will set up thy seed, son, which you just read. I will set up thy seed, son, after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father. He shall be my son. Right? If he commit iniquity, I will chastise him with the rod of men and with the strife of the children of men. So he's telling David, when you die, I'm going to always have a son on the throne out of your lineage. But not on, it even goes further than that. I'm going to always raise up. It's going to be some wicked ones, but I'm always raise up a righteous one to bring them back to me like you did. I'm always raise up one like you. So that takes us back to Isaiah. Any comments so far?
Yeah. No comments, brother. You only here for a little time, and we gonna let you do your thing.
Okay. So we gonna pick it up in Isaiah chapter 1 to write and divide it. So. In verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, the vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzzi, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. All four of them men are out of David's lineage. They're all kings. They're sons of David. They're part of the covenant. But if you go to 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you will find out Uzzi, Jotham, and Ahaz, wicked as hell. All three of them wicked. And the covenant he got with David, he's going to always raise up a righteous one. So Hezekiah is righteous. So let's go to 9 and 6, where you just read from. So if you go to chapter 9, you'll see in verse 8, verse 7, Hezekiah on the throne. See that? It's verse 1. And the
right.
Covenant passed, and Ahaz, son of Jotham, son of Uzzi. So he's wicked. Ahaz is wicked. So then Ahab passed away. Then you come to chapter 9. This is the birth of the Prince of Peace. This is the righteous son. Hezekiah. This is Hezekiah. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation when at first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in the Galilee of the nation. The people that walked in darkness, three wicked kings that moved, have walked in darkness, have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have a light shine. Thou hast multiplied the nations and not increased their joy. They joy before thee according to the joy of harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoils. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is a confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be the burning and the fuel of the fire. For unto us is the covenant. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Prince, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then here goes the Lord right here. It made the covenant. Of the increase of his government, David's kingdom, and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice, henceforth, even and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. That's who got the covenant of David. He's already told you, you pass, but watch over your kingdom and keep it in order. Okay, David. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, gotcha. Go to Proverbs, brother. Proverbs 30. This is my last one, and then I'm gonna see if my mom wanna have a question. Let's go to Proverbs 30. I believe I see Christ right there, brother.
Okay.
Go to
Proverbs. Okay.
Shit. Chapter 30. I haven't even got there yet. Hold on. Come on. Proverbs 30 and verse. Okay. Oh, just passed it. Okay.
Whoever ascended up into heaven or descended, whoever gathered the wind in the fist, and whoever bound the waters in the garment, and whoever established all the ends of the earth, what is his name and what is his son's name, the doctrine tells. Okay? So you want me to break that down?
I was just going to shoot some fastballs at you, man, and see if you already had a understanding of what the, because this is, I believe, it's the Messiah, but yet you do believe in the Messiah. So therefore, okay, so it would be irrelevant. Okay, gotcha. I think I understand. Because I'm seeing Christ, you know what I'm saying? From the New Testament,
right.
This is what I believe is, but it's basically saying the Messiah, right? And you also believe that we're going to come back to the land one day, and the throne of David is going to be held up one day, and no matter where we are on this planet, he's going to gather us, the Most High is going to gather us back into our land, and then put his laws in our mind and heart. And that is the new covenant. So we on the same page that it's just the details of it is where we be bumping heads with. But okay. So man, we just settled got a little foundation to work with, man. And I'm gonna go ahead and put you on speakerphone right quick. All right, and I am gonna. There she go. There's my mama. All right. Hey, mama, you on air. All right.
Okay. Hello, welcome, Shalom. And Dr. Leonard, I believe I spoke with you once before.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I have. And I think that's Mr. Seth. But
Seth Turner. On our five smooth stones. Yeah, this brother Leonard. He don't go by Dr. Leonard, Mama.
No, I'm Brother Leonard.
Okay.
Yeah, just Brother Leonard.
Okay. All right. The what I wanted to, because I just remembered and was listening, and some of the things that you were saying, which I understand as well, but I don't understand the difference in. You believe in the Messiah, I believe, or
right.
You do not?
Yeah, well, I believe that, I know David is the Messiah.
Oh,
David is,
you're saying
that's, you know, well,
David is the Messiah.
David is the Messiah. When he was talking earlier, I was going to say, if you go to Psalm 132.
I understand how you was breaking that down, and I see where you was talking about the lineage and and everything regarding David, and I did get that part. And it did say something about you said that the Most High, he said that he was going to bring someone from David's lineage. Always
right.
going to be someone. So I'm right. thinking that some of the scriptures that you kind of covered a little bit was talking about the Messiah that's coming in. That's, well, let's just call it what we Christians say, Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Yes. It's all good.
But I know that you're basically is the Old Testament. So can you tell me what your thoughts is about the New Testament and why is it part of the Bible?
Okay, so if you when we talked about he had a covenant with David, and that he's always going to be a king on the throne out of David's lineage. So So when you get to And this is where the problem comes in at, with me. I don't know about anybody. But if you go to Matthew, yeah, and you'll see right out the gate, they trying to bring him into the Old Testament. So you go to chapter 1 of Matthew, and they listen to Jesus' lineage. They kind of connect him to David because of the covenant that's in the Old Testament. So you start reading, and it says, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac, you got Jacob, you keep on going.
Right.
And then you get to
right.
Verse 10. You get to verse 10. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. That takes us to Daniel 9:25-12. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Sethos. And Sethel begot Zerubbabel. They go Zerubbabel right there. That's the Messiah in Daniel 9:25. They tell you that's Jesus. So it's a problem. That's a problem. Somebody got hoodwinked.
Oh,
see that? They go Zerubbabel right there. The Messiah in Daniel 9:25.
So what happened there?
They inserting him. Israel already had a Messiah. Israel already had a Messiah and a Redeemer. They inserting him into the scripture. It's called typology. You got to go look that word up. You can take a person, a place, anything, and use the same situation, but you can insert them into it. For example, Moses. They was killing little boys, and Moses was born. So they came and they killed the boy when he born. It was a star that came across the sky when Abraham was born. A star shined in the sky when Abraham was born. They came and made a star shine in the sky with him. So they used that and inserted him in the Old Testament. He was never there. And they took away our Messiah and our Redeemer and gave us him.
Okay, now, just out of curiosity and I'm just a mere dummy to all of the little mysteries of the Bible and everything, the King James Version, of course, is the, 1611 version. We think we got that, right? But, so what do you do with the New Testament? Do you just single that out and forget about it, like it doesn't apply to you? What do you do about that? I mean, do you even take the Bible as it is? Because if they made that mistake, could they have not made some kind of typology type problem in the Old Testament as well to where you got this problem? There's all kinds of typos. And there's all misrepresentations and stuff in there. That's the reason why it's a mystery. But can you explain to me that you have the Bible, it's got the Old and the New Testament, and it's like one book, but I'm just saying, do you just forget about the other section as you are just reading what you want in the Old Testament?
Right. So there's two things to answer that. The first one is, our creator, our redeemer. We got a redeemer. We already had a redeemer. I'm going to show you him in a minute, but we already had a redeemer. He told us in the latter days, which is where we are right now, search the scriptures and find him. He said, search the scriptures and find him. So if they gave you another savior, we're not dealing with the one that they told us to find him.
I understand that, and I have another question for you before you leave tonight.
Okay.
The Israelites, of course, we do go back to the Old Testament as Israelites, and we know that the Messiah had been a lineage of David, what have
right.
you, and to follow him, and I think Ken, we kind of went over that where it says that he came for the lost sheep of Israel, that was his, he came here for this, the woman with the demon. But he said,
Right. You're talking about the lady in,
of her faith. He healed her for her faith. And, of course, we do, I know you don't recognize Paul, but could the New Testament be for the Gentiles? And the Old Testament is for the Israelites? Could they not just come together as one?
No, it's got a lot to do with it. But like he was saying, a foundation being laid. But you got to get to the point where you're dealing with the scriptures and you finally realize what these people have done. It's a process. No one after what they've done, no one can just throw away the New Testament just overnight. It's a process.
Okay.
Hold on. One at a time, y'all. One at a time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ma.
Go ahead and explain that to me and everything, and hopefully, you know, we can he can give me some scriptures later on that I can go and look up and that type of thing. So I'm fine, and I thank you for at least telling me that much. And thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
I was going to give her one more as far as I just showed her the one in Matthew where that's Zerubbabel in Daniel 9:25. They got him listed over here in Jesus' lineage.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make sense. So I got in the same book, Matthew, I'm in chapter 2. So, and
okay.
I tell you about the typology, how they saying that just like when Moses was born, they were killing the 2-year-old boy. They killing 2-year-old boys with Harry. And Jesus born. That's what you call typology. They put them in. So anyway, Matthew chapter 2:14 says, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt and was there until the death of Herod. Check it out. That it might be fulfilled. So this takes you to the Old Testament. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. So first of all, they ain't telling you who the prophet is. They won't tell you. They ain't telling you who the prophet is. And that's not how.
No.
That's not how it works. So I know who the prophet is. It's Hosea. So let's go see what Hosea says. So I'm in Hosea, chapter 11. This was so important right here. This is the part that's the reason why you have to write it about it. So I'm in chapter 11, verse 1. With Israel, that's me, you, and Casper and all his life. Says, when Israel was a child, I loved him and I called my son out of Egypt. Israel, the nation Israel is the son, not him. He ain't the son. See how important that is? So he lied to me. He lied over here in Matthew with the lineage, with Zerubbabel. Now it's another lie. You can't say he's typos. So now he's telling you that Hosea said, they calling Jesus out of Egypt, but he didn't. He called Israel out of Egypt when he sent Moses from the burning bush. He sent him to Egypt and got his son, the nation of Israel, out of Egypt.
So the baby is Israel.
Yeah, the son is Israel. Israel is the son.
I can identify with Israel being Christ.
Okay.
Am I doing something wrong there?
No. It's just hold on, brother. Mom, what he's saying is that they're saying that that prophecy was fulfilled. And he's pointing out that it wasn't Christ who they was even talking about. It was Israel. So he was saying that that's a lie. You see what I'm saying? But I understand how you say, well, hey, it can be Christ anyway. But he's just pointing out how the writer or the how it's put in the Bible is deceptive, is what he's saying.
Okay, well, this was Jose he was talking about. Okay. Jose.
Yeah, the prophet Jose.
Okay, that's the prophet Jose. Jose said that. Okay, I thought that came out of Matthew. I got confused.
Right.
Jose
11:1. No, so we go to example what I mean. So now we did this when we first got on the line. I mean, Ezra, right? And we was trying to write it by Daniel 9:25. So I'm in Ezra, what I read earlier, chapter 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. See, he's telling you who the prophet is. He ain't trying to trick you. He's telling you it's Jeremiah.
Okay.
But Matthew, he ain't telling me who the prophet is, because when I go where the prophet is, you find out it ain't saying what he's saying. It's a lie.
I see.
Okay, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, Brother Lynn, how much time we got, brother?
We can go for a minute. I'm just saying, when I get hyped up, my voice gets kind of loud. It's not that I'm getting loud.
That's okay, but enjoy that. This is what this is all about. And,
okay.
Yeah, it is. Huh?
It's a blog. It's not a, it's a blog, and because basically, this is for me because, I just wanted to talk in layman's terms and try to find out more information. The whole idea of the plain information and to find out more.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
So
right.
Knowledge is power, and that's what we need to do is to talk about it.
Exactly.
That's right. I just that's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about, Ma. And as we wake up, I want to experience several people to come on my show and put it all out there on what they believe and things of that of that notion, Mama. And I'm glad that you here to witness that on this type of journey.
Brother Linda just touched upon a few things, and I'm going to try to do some reading and everything, and I really do appreciate it, and I'll be listening.
All right. What's that, Leonard?
No, I didn't.
We can go until about 10 o'clock.
Okay. That means that we got a good 12 more minutes of them. Then okay. Well, all right.
I don't know if there's anybody else. Mom,
do you got another question? Okay. Do you got another question, Mom?
No, just I think that next time that he can continue just talking about the logistics of that typology, what he was talking about, but I just didn't know what to do when I'm trying to figure out the New Testament and why it's there, and what do we take away from that, or what do we do, like, all of this is like telling us the history and giving us our information as far as our covenant and laws and what have you. But what is the purpose?
Well, Mama, according to Mama, that question what you're asking, okay. Go ahead, Brother Lou. Go ahead. I know you.
I was going to say that.
She's basically asking, what should we do with it, with the New Testament?
Oh, throw it away.
You know.
Throw it away.
It comes in the book as the Bible, and I was just wondering what his ideas was about that.
Right. Yeah, one of the things I always do is if you go to Malachi, right, chapter 4, Malachi, that's the end of the book, right? That's the end of the Old Testament, right?
Right.
Any other book you read, when you get the end of the book, you got blank page after that, right?
So that's what you're saying, that's the end of the book.
That's the end of the book. There's no other book in the Bible like that. So what you got is two different books.
As far as salvation to you, explain salvation to me, according to you.
It's the same as us. I don't want to speak for you. But I'm gonna let you answer that. But from our, as Israelites, my salvation is to be saved from my enemies.
Okay.
I mean that's the way. That's my definition of it myself.
Okay.
And I'm thinking he got the same. But go ahead, brother. You can answer that. What is salvation?
I said earlier that before we even get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Isaiah 44 and verse 6. Let me get it. We already got a redeemer right here. 44:6.
Yeah.
Let me read it right here. It says, this the Lord, the Creator, Yahweh talking. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his redeemer, the Lord of hosts. So the Lord of hosts, we already had a redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick to the thing is, like I said, when you understand all the tricks and all the lies has been told, you understand it's not no mistake. It was done intentionally. So a Messiah and a Redeemer, that's two different beings.
Question.
But JC's all of them. He's all of them. He's a Redeemer and a Messiah in the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, we got a Redeemer, which is right here, the Lord of hosts. And Israel Messiah is David. It's two different beings.
Okay, question. Okay. I do have a question. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Mom.
Could not the New Testament be for the Gentiles?
Yeah, that's why.
Because the Old Testament is for the Israelites. The Old Testament, the law. But the New Testament has to come by way of a Messiah.
Right.
Is that not? What do you feel about that?
I'm going to read it to you right here, right quick.
They have to have that bridge.
Right.
The Gentiles have to have a bridge. Could that not be looked at?
Isaiah 14.
Okay.
What you finna go, Leonard?
No, go ahead. I'm trying to find. I'm looking through my.
I figured that as far as what my mom is saying, that Isaiah 14, I think is what where you's about to hit to next. I kind of see also. Far as the day of the Lord and the Gentiles and us going back to the kingdom and that forth. So 14 and 3. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and thy fear and from hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve. That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of... Hold on. Let me see here. Am I in the right place? I skipped it. I should have started in 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them and they shall cleave unto the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place and... The house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, the captives they were, and they shall rule over the oppressors. Now, according to a Messianic understanding, I think it's the same with Brother Leonard. This is the Isaiah that we read, that's to take place, what we call the day of the Lord, when we bring...
Yeah.
Come back into our promised land, but I think what your question was, Mom, was the New Testament. You saying prepping them and getting them for their this whole process right here is to be part of that mixed multitude at the end, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question right there, Brother Leonard. A mixed multitude, that's spoke about in the Old Testament too, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's because of, you know, they was in Israel, they was in Egypt for over 430 years.
Mm-hmm.
So quite naturally they had mingled. Some of them had mingled with the Egyptians. So when they came out, you got to mix. Just like now, they brought us over on slave ships. We got people that's been mixed with them because they was raping our women on the boats. They've been raping them ever since. So we got a whole other race they created since we've been over here. From intermingling.
Yeah.
That's the mixed multitude we're talking about. And notice he had to kill all them and killed all of them before we got this land because they kept going up against him.
Okay.
Mm.
Y'all killed all
of them.
But I want to tell you something.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys are to them. You subscribe to the Book of Jubilee?
I haven't read a little bit of it. I haven't read all of it. Matter of fact, I don't even have it on me at the moment, though.
I'm gonna read you right here. This is why they don't have it. This is why they don't want us to read it right here. If there's any man in Israel who wishes to give his daughter or his sister, or any man who his daughter or his sister to any man who is of the offspring of the Gentile, he shall die. See that? They shall stone him for he has committed shame in Israel. They shall burn the woman with fire because she has dishonored the name of the house of her father, and she shall be rooted out of Israel. Do not let any adulteress or let no unclean be found in Israel throughout all the days of his generation on the earth. Right? For Israel is holy to the Lord. Every man who has defiled it shall die. They shall stone him. For it has been ordained and written in the heavenly tablets regarding the offspring of Israel. He who defiles it shall surely die. He shall be killed by stoning. There is no limit of days for this law. There is no remission of sin or no atonement. The man who has defiled his daughter shall be rooted out of from every corner of all Israel because he has given his offspring to Moloch, a pagan god, the worship of which is involved burning the child alive and committed impurity and defiled a child. So look at this. Moses commanded the children of Israel and exalted them not to give their daughters to the Gentiles. The same God come back and he brought them into Israel? It ain't add up. See that? See, Moses commanded to Israel and exhorted them not to give their daughter to the Gentiles and not to take for their sons any other daughter of the Gentiles. But this is an abomination before the Lord. Now all of a sudden, the New Testament, he's bringing them in.
That must be why that must be the reason why they didn't put it inside the Bible. But like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of books to read, and there's a lot to learn.
Right.
Yes, there is.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn off and then just listen.
Right.
I'm going to put you. Okay. All right, Ma.
Yes.
I'm going to put you on the hold. You don't hang up. I just take you off air and you be in the waiting queue there. You can just listen like that. If you got another question for Mr. Leonard, he's about to get out of here in a little bit. If you got another question, just raise your hand and I'll try to sneak you in there real quick or bring you on real quick before you go, okay?
But hopefully next time maybe we'll have a little bit more time and then I'll have some questions that I want to just slowly talk to him about.
Oh, yeah. Me too as well, you know. But he's only here for a hot minute, so want to kind of get you introduced to the show and let you, ask some questions to him, Ma. That's what it was all about.
That's what it's all about, you know, just being natural and just, because you have to understand, Brother Leonard, this is new to us. I mean, why we didn't hear about this before? And for me, it's new to me. I'm learning and I'm excited because I want to know more.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to rest.
Right
rest
on.
My heart feels like it's empty, and I need to be filled with knowledge and understanding. And so I'm open. Mm. My ears are open. You know,
right. And, and it's kind of cool, too. It's kind of cool that, you know, just to talk to Israelites, man, from all over, right? Different perspectives and things. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's really good. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and just put me on hold. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me 1 second. And all right, Ma, I just took you off air. If you press 1, your hand will go down, Ma. All right, there, Brother Leonard. I so appreciate you coming on our show, man. Before you get out of here, though, let's see here. I had it kind of written down what I want to hit on. Let's see here. That's Isaiah again. I think I want to take you back to Isaiah, brother, before you get on out of here, man. As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 18. Yeah, let's go to that one right now. Let's go to Deuteronomy 18. 18 verse 15. Let me read it. See, that's okay. I'm at Deuteronomy 15 there. Okay, Deuteronomy 18 and verse 15. I'm going to read it to you, brother. Okay. All right. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. I take scripture, Brother Leonard, as that person that he's going to raise up is going to be exactly like Moses, meaning that he's going to be able to not just see the future. He's going to be able to miracles like Moses, right? He's going to be just like Moses. And is there anybody that you feel fits that right there in the Old Testament from your point of view? Now, this is my evangelizing tone with you there, that scripture there to me, so that we can connect. Because my show wants to bring you closer, brother, so we can be on the same accord. And I think this scripture is the bridge right here, man. Okay. All right? Because in my opinion, as beloved as all the other priests and prophets and kings that we done had, you know, none matches up to Moses on that level. Right. Yeah. See what I'm saying? And I really do believe that the New Testament is misunderstood. You know what I'm saying? But before we go into the misunderstandings of the New Testament, man, I want to really kind of get you to talk about, right before you go, the Gentiles. Where do the Gentiles fit in your on your point of view of the scriptures? You know what I'm saying? Are they even going to be in heaven? Or are they all going to die and just, it's an Israelite heaven? Is that what you, you know what I'm saying? Is that your understanding of it? The mixed multitude of Israelites that are, you know what I'm saying, literally scattered across the world, that's the mixed multitude? Or how did that work there, brother?
Well, you always, through the laws of Moses, the other nations always had a way in. They had a way in through Israel. It's like with roofing their army. But it's not the way that they gave us the New Testament. They always had a way in from Israel's conception. They had a way in, but that's wrath. But anyway, I wanted to show you who the person is that they're talking about in Daniel, Deuteronomy 18.
Okay. Okay. All right. Who they talking about right here, brother?
I'm in the same book. I'm in Deuteronomy 34. I'm going to tell you who the person is. I'm going to start reading it. 34? 34 and 1. Yeah, 34 and 1.
Okay. 34 and 1. 52. I'm at 33. Hold on, one more. All right, 34. I'm here. I'm there.
And Moses went up from the pit, from the plains of Moab unto the mountains of Nebo to the top of Pisgah. There over against Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead and the Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and south, and the plains of the valley of Jericho, and the city of the palm trees, Zor. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thee, because I see, I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Bethpur. But no man knows of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor nature force, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. So Moses did. Now you need a prophet. Like another Moses, believe him. So nine. And Joshua, the son of Nun, full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. They got a prophet right there. Joshua.
Well, I look at Joshua as Melchizedek, same as Moses, in that understanding, as far as high priest and king. I do. I look at Joshua as both of those. However, the things that Moses have done, I don't see that replicate, you know, Joshua as being just like Moses. You know what I'm saying? I understand the Melchizedek, and I understand what you're saying. But Moses was able to split a sea, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But did Joshua call the sun to stand still?
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
But anyway, I just received this other night. So in verse 5, it said, so Moses, servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. Then verse 6, so Moses was beaten over there. And he buried him in the valley. Who buried him?
All the priests.
No, the Lord. See that? It says, so Moses, servant of the Lord.
Oh, right. Okay.
So the Lord, the host, buried him. That's why nobody can't find his sepulcher. Ain't that something?
Mm.
And then he tells you that he said it was nothing wrong with it. It wasn't nothing wrong. He says in 7, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural force obeyed. It wasn't nothing wrong with it. He killed him on the mountain and buried him. So the same person, David Freeman, he killed David Freeman when he put his hand on off. But they want to make him out to be some nice guy. You know what I'm saying? They got the wrong interpretation of who God is and what his role is and what what he's supposed to be doing. They got it all twisted.
Okay. Well, my time is running down, so let me ask this question. Who is the last Melchizedek, according to your understanding? King and priest together. Now, I know David, but who's after David was the last king and priest, as far as that Melchizedek, he had both of them, he had that priest, prophet, and the kingship, both together.
David.
Yeah, David was that last one?
Yeah, David was that's the reason why all the kings in Israel is out of his name. He's the Messiah. All Messiah means is anointed one.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to read something. Let me read this because we didn't get a chance to do it. I'm in Psalms 132. I was talking to your mother, and we never got around to that. So this explains the whole thing. Psalms 132. This is the Lord talking. The Lord. Lord, remember David in all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and how he bowed up to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, this Lord of hosts, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard it in the Ephraim. We found it in the fields of the woods. We will go into the tabernacle, and we will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, unto thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints be shout aloud for joy. For thy, look at this, for thy servant David say, turn not thy away thy face from thine anointing. See that David is the anointing. So that word is Messiah. So he says, for thy servant's sake, for thy servant David's sake, turn out away thy face from thy Messiah. That's what they're saying. 11. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of his body, that's what I was telling you, what I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne, David's throne, forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. I will dwell, and here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, and I will satisfy the poor with bread, and I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Now here we go. There will I make the horn of David the bird, that's resurrect. There will I make David, resurrect David. I will adorn a lamp for my anointing. There goes me. I will ordain a lamp for my Messiah. 18. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. So we tell you in verse 18, I'm going to put David back on his own throne. That's how David died, knowing this. David knows this before he died.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right.
Before
the New Testament.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm right there with you, brother. What I'm looking at is at the angle of when you scriptures in totality, like after David, you're saying that David will be resurrected again, right? That's what this scripture is kind of pointing at,
right?
And so that's our Messiah, David, right? And so the only kind of what separates us is this little thin line. I'm kind of saying that David's seed, one of his generations later, is going to be just like David, going to be just like Moses. He's going to be super special. The word of the Most High as a sacrificial lamb for our sins, because our altar was destroyed, our temple was destroyed, we're scattered across the world, and he was going to be our for our sins. You know what I'm saying? That sacrificial, we ain't got to cut goats' throats anymore, right? He's that sacrificial lamb, but you're saying that that's David when he resurrect, when he come back, that's what he's going to be to us, right?
So, right in the Bible scripture, Ezekiel, is David dead? When you get to Ezekiel, the book
in
of Ezekiel, is David already dead?
Yeah, I want to say so.
Okay,
they went
so
to Babylon. Ezekiel went to Babylon. That's
right,
after David.
So this is Ezekiel prophesying. I'm in 37 and verse 15. You know, just to dry bones.
Ezekiel.
But I'm picking up at 37 and 15. It's the resurrection of Israel that we've been talking about. So let me know when you get it.
Hold on, give me a second. Yeah, you OG of these scriptures, man. I got to earn my stripes, brother. I'm trying to play catch up with you. hold on. Let's see, where you at, Ezekiel? Where you at? Jeremiah. He's right next to Jeremiah. There you go. All right. What chapter? The dry bones. Let's see.
I'm sorry, verse 37.
Hold on. Dang, I passed it up. Okay. All right, 36. One more. Okay. Right, give me a minute. Give me a minute. Here we go. There we go. 37. There, I'm right there with you now.
Yeah, I'm at verse 15.
Verse 15?
Yeah.
All right. You want me to read it?
I'll read it. It says, the word of the Lord
okay.
came again unto me. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, write upon it for Judah, and for the children of Israel as companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel as companions. Join them. This haven't happened yet. Join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, will thou show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes, and his companions, and his fellows, and I will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the stick whereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before thine eyes. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land of the mountains of Israel, and one king. One king shall be king over them all, and they shall be no more two nations. Neither shall they be divided into kingdoms anymore. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they are seen, and I will cleanse them. And so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. 24. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they shall all have one shepherd. And they shall walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be prince over them. See that?
That's not a misprint. I understand. But at the same time, this is saying it's going to be out of David's lineage. That's how I take it, you know, because this is Ezekiel. This is the Babylon period right here. So he's seeing the future here. And then when he's seeing the future, he's saying David. King David gonna, and I understand what you're saying. I feel you on that. But that kind of hits on another question. All right, go ahead.
So the only reason that we in a disagreement with each other, I was telling you the typology. You saying that because of through the years that it didn't impose typology on us. That is not saying before Esau and the Gentiles got hold of our records. We wasn't reading it with no duality. We read the scripture for what they were saying, just like I just read in Jubilee. He said, don't mingle with the Gentiles. It's no duality in there. He said, mingle with the Gentiles, it's an abomination. You're going to get stoned to death if you mix with the Gentiles. So the reason we at odds is because somebody that came in and tampered with our scriptures. That's the only reason we at odds.
Yeah, but we did end up mixing with the Gentiles. That's part of the whole reason of his wrath. You know what I'm saying? We got scattered across the world because every law that he put forth, we broke it. You know?
No, I was thinking that we should do Sunday a good day, man. We can go all in, Sunday a good day.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, brother Leonard, I'm gonna take this time out to give you a salute. Thank you for coming on my show, bro. And I'm gonna try to wrestle up some more questions for you. I so appreciate it. I got a brand new show, man. And let me bring on my mom so she can say bye to you too, man. Hold on. All right, hold on.
you want to do something tomorrow, just tell me.
Okay, just give you a ring. All right, Mom, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
brother,
yeah,
we're not so. Go ahead, Mom. Go ahead.
I appreciate listening to him. I did. I appreciate listening to him, and I did enjoy listening to your conversation just now. I think there's more that I like to get from Brother Leonard. And but I appreciate talking with you. I appreciate you being as honest as you can. I kind of wondered while you was talking, I was just thinking, who does Brother Leonard follow? Is there something that I missed, or how did I miss this? Is there a...
Are you saying as far as a Messiah, or you said, or God?
No, I don't know. I'm in the wilderness here, and I'm lost. And I'm seeing how did Brother Leonard obtain his information? How did he come about this knowledge himself? Did he discover this on his own? Did someone inform him? How did he come about this knowledge?
Yeah, that's a story in itself. I was in the streets. I was a worldly person, and I had seen a dream. I really don't talk to people about it, but I had seen a dream, and I wasn't thinking about Creator, the Bible, none of that. So when I had those things in the dream, and things describing me in the scripture, and then I realized what happened to me happened to the prophets in the Old Testament. That's how I found out who the Israelites were. I didn't find out on the internet. That's how I found out who the Israelites were, by what had happened to me. And then from there, that's how I got to where I was at.
That's exciting. I understand that. I really do understand that, sir. And I appreciate you, and I'm listening to you, and I hear you. I knew you had to be. I was just wanting to know, how did you get your inspiration? How did you get? And, I think the Most High is awesome, and he works in mysterious ways. And I'm here to get what knowledge you have, and anytime you come on the show, I'll be listening.
Okay.
All right. Shalom, Brother Leonard. Till next time, brother.
Yeah, call me tomorrow, bro.
All right. I'll give you a ring. All right.
Okay.
All right. Shalom. All right. That was Brother Leonard. All right. Well, Ma, I want to go ahead and take a break. And we'll try to play a jam that fits the moment.
Okay.
All right. I'm going
to
put you on.
One thing before you go.
Okay.
The music was muffled. There was a little muffling going on when you played that music earlier.
Oh, really?
It was vibrating or something, kind of scratchy. I just wanted to let you know that. It didn't come across as clear. And so just to let you be aware that there was some doubling or, going on with the music. I just wanted to let you know it wasn't as clear.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we can't have that. Okay.
No, we can't have that because it's good music, and it's good to hear the words of the song. And it was fizzing out every other whenever they get to the melody or something like that. So I needed to let you be aware because I'm sure.
All right, Mom.
Okay.
All right. I'll be the podcast mechanic, and I'm a doctor on it a little bit right quick, Right on. I'm going to try to play a good one for everybody. I'm going to put you on hold, Mama. I'll bring you back on the other side, all right?
All right, then.
All right. Let me put you on hold. Oh, let's see here. There we go. All right. And, Ma, you press 1 and your hand will go down. All right? Okay. All right. With that said, let's see if I can play a really good one that fits the moment here. Yeah, let's play this one here.
Zion. Hey, yo, Ran, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion. Only your remnant. When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take it, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 People gon' learn. If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea, but a remnant. Shall return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. Our word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should leave what it say. Only your remedy gonna be spared. Only your remedy gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba said, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return.
That's how my heart yearns for you, and the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to, cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. It's time for my people return.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back on this side of the break. I'm your host, Micah Israel. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. We had a guest on, Brother Leonard. All right, he represents on the other side of the fence from me. But that fence is a thin fence. I mean, it's paper thin. After talking with him, we kind of concluded, came to the conclusion that he also has a Messiah on that side as well. It's King David. King David is going to resurrect, and he's the one that the scriptures are pointing at. And what we got to do, we got to get on our studies, man, and we got to study, and bring our brothers and sisters together so we can all be on the same accord, because wouldn't that be awesome? We got some heavy stuff coming down the pipeline in the future, according to prophecies in the Bible, and I can only speak for myself on this one. I want everybody with me. I mean, I want all of us Israel to be prepared coming. And in the state that we're in now, as divided as we in now, we are not prepared, man. The enemy got full advantage to come each one of us. So uniting, coming together on one accord is what we're shooting for, all right? To everybody else that may be listening that's probably not of Israel, different nationalities worldwide that may be viewing or hearing this podcast, I welcome y'all to just sit back, put your feet up, and listen to me try to wrestle this thing, you know. Any questions or feel need to, you know, call in. Matter of fact, let me give you that number, okay, while I'm at it. All right, and the number is 563-999-3490, 999-3490, all right? So y'all just call that number, and we can talk about what we just experienced, you know. Got my mom on the line. I'm going to bring her on just shortly. And we can kind of, you know, reflect on what we just heard and things like that, all right? But I can't say it enough that that's what we want. And to all our Islamic brothers and sisters that may be listening, we welcome y'all too to the show. Along with Kemet, Pan-Africanism, Israelites are scattered across the world, and we got all different type of beliefs that we're into, okay? This show welcomes all of that on this platform, not to argue with you, brothers and sisters, but just to hear you out. The goal is to find common ground, okay? Because with common ground, we be able to communicate, speak the same language, and having that type of understanding. And that's what this show, that's what I want the show to be about, all right? Okay, without further ado, let me bring on Mama. All right, Mama, you're on air.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, I did appreciate Brother Leonard and his perspective. And like he said, his inspiration. I'd like to hear more about his inspiration. Because, you know, we all have to have somewhere where our heart is heavy, and we have that personal relationship. You know, we got to have that. And so, and that's why, you know, it's understandable, and you have to listen and get an understanding, because it's all a mystery. And like he said, you know, you got to search for him. He's just not going to make it just too easy. So when it seems like it's too easy. He's not going to be able to look out and find if that's the case.
Right.
And the thing about it is we all have that personal relationship. We have that one-on-one. Yes, and what makes us strong and makes us want to keep learning and to stay close to the Most High. That's a fact. I wanted to say, if you can get him into your heart, into your mind, and your soul, don't let go. Don't let go. We can't live in this world with everything that's going on, the confusion, the sickness, the death, the fighting, the wars, the people against each other. I tell you, this is such, we're in such a time right now. And it's not the time to be without.
Right on.
For the Israelites,
yes, ma'am.
And for the Gentiles, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, or Yahshua.
Messianic Israelites, right.
Yeah, Messianic Israelites. So I still want to be inclusion. I want this inclusion. And I need to find the bridge. And I want to find the bridge. I want to believe there's a bridge. And I want to find out more. So I think that if we just keep talking and we keep bringing people on to help us understand, because, like I said, you know, in layman's terms, you know, I need to just talk 101, and this is a blog. This is not a Bible study. It's not where you got to be correct. And it's just kind of ask questions. If you have a question, no matter how weird it may be, you know, let's just talk about it. Let's find out. And maybe we can retain some information to make us want to go and research this on our own, like I'm going to do with Brother Leonard. So, yeah.
He pretty much know how to, use the precepts and connect like a scripture from here to there and make them connect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's pretty knowledgeable on his craft that he used. That's no doubt about that.
Well, it makes you want to listen to him because he's passionate about it. He's passionate.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Most High. He loves, and he feels with the Spirit. I believe that. And I like to hear what he has to say because it is coming from his heart, from his soul, and with all his passion. So let's listen. Let's find out. Let's learn.
Right on, Ma. And we got an earful just for a little while of things he was kind of, you know, scriptures he was pointing to, and if you notice that they the same scriptures that we would have went to, we could see Christ there. You know what I'm saying? We could see those things that were said have a dual meaning to those scriptures,
yeah.
You know. But he don't recognize that duality in those scriptures. So that's our mission, is to build that bridge and show them that duality, you know. One thing that can't be debated, really, is the fact that Rome conquered Israel, you know? And if it wasn't for certain individuals, they would have destroyed all records along with the temple, you know? So there was something that made them leave Wonder Woman, leave Superman and Aquaman, Zeus,
ooh,
Thor.
Yeah.
They had a lot of different guys. Something made them sit back and I want this little country right here between Egypt and Assyria. I want to take over their understanding of God,
ooh,
you know, and make them my God, right? There's something that they seen to make them want to do that, all right, that they witnessed firsthand, okay? Now, that's, I think, there ain't no doubt about it. They had multiple gods, you know, and they chose to have one God, and not just any one God, the God of Israel.
right? And they call themselves Christians. And then so if it wasn't for them having that change of heart, every scripture that we're reading right now would have got burnt in fire and destroyed forever. Okay, that's something to meditate on right there, right?
Yep.
And so so in a lot of ways, if it wasn't for certain individuals that can evangelize them, that's how we was able to have these scriptures today. Right?
Probably so. Yeah, probably
right,
so.
Right, right, right. So with that said, I think that's the avenue I think I want to walk with Brother Linda next time I talk with him, along those type of lines in evangelizing. You know, I'm a Messianic Hebrew, so I'm going to approach him. Okay, go ahead, Mom.
But you, I believe you said that he was non-Messianic.
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Okay, so he's not Messianic. So that means that I don't think that you're going to be able to persuade a...
I'm just trying to bring everybody together. I'm not saying that I'm going to... Okay, go ahead. I mean, I don't want to be confused on my intentions. I'm just here to bring everybody together, Ma.
By giving the people the opportunity to hear his thoughts, his views, his points.
Right.
And of course yours. And the things that you learn, because all of it is a learning and it's a coming together. So the individual that hears this, they are ultimately have to find out for themselves, they believe. Remember, it's a choice. We have to choose. And we can't straddle the fence. It's going to be one way or the other way. So the best thing to do is to obtain as much information to help you make that decision, because it's your salvation that we're talking about. If you're Israelite, I think that the Old Testament better be, it needs to be, the book that you want to put your head into. If you're a Gentile, of course the New Testament. Of course.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, Mom. I understand what you're saying, but we've got to have a little hope, you know, for our brothers and sisters that we bring on there. That we, okay.
The hope is that the ones that you're telling will make a difference in their lives, and it'll be totally up to them. Of course, you'll never know. You understand what I'm saying,
okay.
Right?
No, I understand.
You
I understand.
Will be blessed just bringing the information and giving them the information, and it's for them to hear and decide. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if anyone disagree with me, ask them to call in. Let's talk about it. That's just my thought. And son, you can say T-H-E-L. All right?
Okay. That's just a tale.
Yeah, it's a tale. Now, Anthony Anderson, he called his mama by mama whenever he on his
yeah.
show. He said, mama.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I've been using on the show. I just said mama.
And you know what? That's my name, exactly. I can identify with that. And mama,
okay.
I want to know. I want to learn. I want to hear.
Okay, now
that's
that. Okay, go ahead. I was about to think about somebody.
Well, it's just that I want to know. I want to know what I don't know. Things that I need to know, I want to find out. And this is a good way
right.
of hopefully someone, others will call in and they'll try to explain their views and their thoughts or ask questions. Like I mean, I'm not asking all the right questions, but eventually someone's going to want to know. At least they should.
Right.
Yeah, they should.
Oh, And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of knowledge that he have with that Old Testament. I'm still learning myself, you know, and there's a lot of scriptures, Old Testament scriptures, that he's aware of and hitting on different subjects, of course, but, you know what I'm saying, he's very knowledgeable of the Old Testament. And he read a little bit of Jubilees, which I need to catch up on and read some more of it.
I think I do.
Okay, got it.
I got it right here. My brother Ken Johnson. I got the book of the Ancient Book of Jubilee.
Uh-huh.
This is your book. I think I have it. While he was on the phone. But like I said,
You'll be back.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll be back. Okay. And Go ahead, Mom.
I was just gonna say I'm glad. I appreciate you letting me come on and be a guest to ask questions, and I'm sure others, once they think about it, they might want to ask questions, and we can look it up, and we can just kind of, it's not just a Bible study. It's not about religion. Let's understand that. It's about who we are.
Right.
Who we are. And we are, like you said, Messianic Israelites. And we believe in the Messiah. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe he's here. I mean, we're Israelites like Paul. Okay? So I want to say we're like Paul, but we know who we are. Paul knew who he was, but he also wanted to evangelize to the Gentiles. And he was showing them a way. He was showing them a way. This is just my thoughts. He was showing them a way. You know, how Christ had mercy. You know, he had mercy.
Right.
And so I am saying that I want to find out more to be that type of Israelite. I want to be the type of Israelite. Yeah.
Well, Mama, I introduced you to the left hand. Now, my next guest I'm going to have on the show will be from the right hand.
Okay, well, I like
and I'm going to shoot for, yeah, because you got to understand, we all disagree. And I want you to hear that perspective.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I just need to hear their thoughts. You know, I write about, and which is Thoughts by Thelma, which their thoughts and their attitudes, inspiration, I really seek to find in depth the reasons behind what they're saying. And if it's, to me, if it's heavenly or if it's spiritual, you know, I want to know what's coming from. Because I know how I feel, and I want to find out what I'm missing. And so, yeah, I don't know how much time you have, and I'm not going to just keep talking. This is your show. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, but you mentioned Thoughts by Thelma. All right. Is there like a website that you're getting putting together or anything that anybody that tuned in can try to reach you?
I am, and Thoughts by Thelma.
Sister Thelma.
A book of poetry. Now, Thoughts by Thelma, my book, is about poetry and prose. And I'm preparing to I'm putting together another volume. And I would like to just talk about certain things, and I want to encourage people. We are in a time where there is so much mental illness going around and different things that's going around in our communities and in our world. that I talk about and want to encourage and help. So, you know, I talk about things like that and emotions and mental attitudes. So, anyway, I really want to find out if, right now who I am.
Gotcha. But like I was just saying. Right on. But yeah, so you heard the left hand, and so we got to hear that right hand, and we all in disagreement. And I want to say, Mom, me and you, we kind of right here in the middle right here. And so we got a lot going on right around, all around us, right? And so I definitely want to bring that onto the show. A brother that's going to, you know, pretty much talk or Messianic where we can understand, but he's a little bit more further right than where we are. Well, so
That's understandable, too. Like I said, it's because they have to have a passion for whatever it is they're saying. And I just want to hear, and I want to be able to learn from that. My choice will be my choice, and I will make up my mind. But we have to hear in order to get to know what our choices, to make those choices. We got to hear.
Yeah.
We got to learn.
That's right. You know what, Mom? Let's take another stretch, a little break real quick. And
okay.
And then when we come from the break again, I got a couple more things I want to shoot at you. All right, and talk with you about, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me put you on hold again. And, let me put you on hold. And, Mom, when you go on hold, can you press 1 so your hand can go down?
Okay, I sure will.
All right. All right, I'm putting you on hold right now. All right, there you go. All right. So let's take a little break. And let's see here. What do I want? I think this is fit for the subject that we're talking about. Let's play this song right here. Let's vibe.
I'm Kristen Welker in for Lester. We begin tonight with a new front in the war on COVID-19. That new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in Britain, has now been found in 2 U.S. states, Colorado and now California. There are new questions tonight about just how widespread it already is. This as health officials vow to pick up the pace of the vaccine rollout after acknowledging the effort has fallen.
You need a repeat, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through. Euphrates River drying up. The 12 tribes don't rise up. The devil knows it's time up. Messiah coming, I'm fired up. Rumors of war, we at the door. In this tribulation, please endure. In your patience, possess your soul. Earthquakes and pestilence coming more. Come up out of my people. Default Dundee is so medieval. Deep players is coming, they won't leave you. Famine nuclear missiles gon' kill that eagle. We got angels, they got demons. For the most I protect you and keep you. The love of many gon' ask call. And this tribulation gon' let you know. Your truth, they truth, my truth. His life, his death, the truth. No vaccine gon' mean some sacrifice. Would you lose it all to leave after life? Deep players are coming to the earth. America about to get hurt. Keep having visions, I'm alert. Babylon is going down, is in his word. Come up out of my peace. Jeremiah 50, pray I see. I'll be singing angels, cause we need you. having visions. I keep seeing yelling and screaming. A fake Messiah coming, don't let him deceive you. All them signs in line, wonders gonna be evil. Messiah opening them seas. Keep them commandments, y'all, cause his body be real. Lockdown's coming back. Them plagues coming, nobody could send them back. Hold back your wings, heal your leg. Hold back your wings, heal your leg. You need to repent, go watch the news. All of the prophecies coming true. He sent his son to die for you. Follow his steps, you make it through.
All right, all right. Welcome back. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and we back. And we are going to cut things short here in a little bit. Just winding down. We're going downhill, y'all. I'm going to bring my mom back on, and we're going to say a few little words, man, and then we're going to wrap up the show, right? We everyday people. I hope everybody's getting that by listening to the show. Everyday people, man, and we are on to something here, I think, and bringing all the scattered Israels all around, if y'all listening. Looked on my call board, and I'm seeing that we're reaching Germany and the Asian world, China and Tokyo and places like that there, and that's awesome, the UK, all right? So, yeah, it's we all around, and I'm hoping y'all find my station and tune on in, call on in. At this time of night, I guess it's probably really early in the morning or afternoon where you guys are. But, yeah, if y'all wants to tune in for my show, and I'm going to work it out. I'm going to make sure I get a chance to have y'all on the show as well. And I don't know, I got to time it just right when I come on. But without further ado, let me bring on my mom and we'll wrap up this show. Yo, hope y'all can hear me. All right, Ma, you back on air.
Okay, am I in the...
Yeah, you back on watch? Air.
Oh, okay.
You on air.
I didn't have... Okay, I was just saying I didn't have to press one.
No, you didn't have to press one. I already was going to, yeah, when you press one, that's like a sign for me to say that you got a question, or if you don't have a question, you just put your hand down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I understand.
Yeah.
yeah, but that's, like I said, this was a very interesting show tonight, and I've, like I said, I get something out of it each and every time. And so I'm excited. I want to learn more. This is not a religion that we're talking about. It's about who we are. And we are Israelites of the Old Testament. Yeah, we basically are. And so we're a Messianic Israelite because we believe in the Messiah. In Jesus Christ, we do believe that he did come back, but I've read that he came back for the lost sheep of Israel. However, he did Canaanite woman. He did, and you pointed that out to me, the comparison between the Canaanite woman, the one that has the
Samaritan woman,
and woman at the well, and the differences in the two. So, The other, she knew. So she was an Israelite, the one at the well. He knew who she was. So, you see, I was the one that didn't know who I was, And I was wanted to be, I was wanting to touch the hem of his garment. But now I know who I am. And that means that I have to behave a different way, what I'm getting. That's what I'm believing, I'm thinking, and that's what I'm trying to find out by listening and learning more. I'm not going to go any further than that. But
all right.
anyone who's in my shoes who can't quite understand that this is not a religion, it's about who I am, who we are. And that's not a religion. It's what do you want to say?
Well, it's our culture. It's our identity.
Yeah.
That is our identity.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just something we can believe something differently. We can't walk away from this, is what I believe.
I believe
this is on us. Right. You know, well, I guess you could walk away, but it's, you know, you'll surely die if you do, you know. I mean, that type of understanding, you know.
We're
going to
be like the Israelites in the wilderness.
Right on.
Not doing what they're supposed to do.
That ain't where we want to be. So,
we're coming out of the curse. And we're trying to, he's trying to get us and bring us together and let us know who we are so that we can start acting right instead of killing each other and everything, you know. It's just we just need to change our ways, and we can do that. Find out who we are. We can do it.
Yes, ma'am. So we got some studying ahead of us, Ma, and the scriptures that were laid out tonight that Brother Leonard laid down. We got to, you know, do our part, and you know, strengthen our own positions. And and be ready for him, because when he do come back, I'm sure he'll stay a little bit longer, and we're going to have to go back and forth with him on that level, right?
Yeah.
So we need to definitely, you know, tighten up on our end and get ready for it, you know. But before that even happens, I want to also show you Mama, another brother. I'm working on getting him onto the show. He's to the right hand of us, you know. And I kind of believe that, you know, it's a little bit too far right. But we'll see. We'll let him explain and talk about it and his position. And we'll go from there, Ma. And I'm sure he'll lay some scriptures on us that we can study. And, Mom, me and you could do this together if you want to, Mom.
we can wake up
Israel together, Mom.
I'm waking up.
Sister Thel.
As I wake up,
All right.
Want to know.
All right. Okay, with that being said, we are everyday people doing this. And, y'all, we finna sign out, okay? Peace and shalom. Shalom to y'all. I've got to play my jam. Let me go through that. All right, shalom to you, Ma.
Okay.
Let me play my jam. Everyday people. Everyday people. All right, see y'all later.
Hearing sightseeing out of nowhere. take the brother out for being rude. And like I said before, I was mad about it.